Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back to me as a Sirianni guy, maybe. We'll find out. Welcome back to the show, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls today, one more lopsided than the other. Does this game mean more to you because it's the Chiefs? 62%. Yes on that one. I'm not surprised. I think for most people, there's an extra element to this game, whether it's Reed, the revenge for 2 years ago, but it means more. And then this one, should Joe Giglio be allowed to be a Sirianni guy? 73% no, 27% yes. I appreciate every single one of you in the 27%. Open-minded. Yeah, I like that.
Twitter's pretty often a stay on that side type of place.
Yeah, but that's not real life.
It's not. No, well, Twitter's not real life.
That's true.
So I'm not really going to weigh too heavily the results of this poll, but the one response is killing me.
What's that?
Because it just starts with, screw you, pal.
That's a good response.
That's ridiculous.
That seems like a high-ranking cabinet member of the Sirianni's group. You know what I mean? Like, he loves Sirianni, and he's probably been really mad when I've said fire.
It's personal for that guy.
Yeah, and that's
screw
fine.
Screw you, pal.
Screw you, pal. I can't retort. I mean, I'll accept it. I'll take it because I'm on the road to becoming a Sirianni guy again. I'll see you on the other side, pal. All right,
pal, man.
Yeah, the pal's good. A pal is an underrated like jab,
especially when it's like, yeah, you follow it. It's following.
All right, pal.
Screw you.
Yeah. Let's go to Eric in the Northeast. What's up, Eric?
Sports, the right thing. You know, you have to have fights. They're not sports.
What do you think he's doing? Work? Lunch?
Plan Eric.
Plan his trip down to New Orleans. You think?
Yeah.
All right, put Eric back on hold. Robert in Germantown is trying to warn me. Step away. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. Wonderful to get through to you. Been busy, busy, busy guy.
We have. Robert, good to hear from you, buddy. What are you thinking?
New Orleans. I love the town. I would have suggested alligators, too, but I agree with you. It's pretty hairy going out there in a boat when the alligator's like a foot away from the top of the boat, and the guy's feeding him marshmallows. All things
they eat marshmallows.
I don't know. I'm trying to find out. I know they have eaten people before, so I'm trying to be one of them that they've eaten.
There's always some idiot in East Texas that goes diving in the sewer line or whatever that they have, and they get consumed.
Yeah, we can't have that. We don't have many rules in this trip, but come back not getting eaten by an alligator seems to be a pretty solid rule number one. I didn't know about the marshmallow thing, Robert. That's interesting. Yeah. So you don't want to bring a bag of marshmallows on the boat, Hugh?
No, not
okay.
Good though.
Right.
Well, my two recommendations, Snorling, seriously, Preservation Hall, which is the real deal for jazz, if that's your thing. Bourbon Street's a bunch of frat boys. You want that, you go down to 2nd Street in Philadelphia, which you guys drinking too many adult beverages. You know, it's boring. The food, Doki Chase, legendary Creole cook. Everybody's gone there. Obama, all kinds of gourmet.
I think I've heard of that one.
Okay.
Yeah, Lee Chase, your name. Down-home cooking. It's over in the Treme district, if you saw the TV show. That's really good eating, guys.
All right, I wrote him down. This is a good idea. Sorry.
And Café Du Monde.
I actually saw that. So I was looking up the best beignets because I'm getting a beignet. Like, there's
about
no way I'm not.
Beignet.
Yeah. And that was the first one that came out. That's a good one. All right, Robert, you want to warn me to kind of take a deep breath on the Sirianni thing?
Yeah, you know, I've been watching football a long time, and the great coaches in the Super Bowls, and they haven't always been Hall of Fame coaches, but they're usually innovative guys, like Tom Landry to flex defense. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And who was that coach for Kansas City, Hank Strom? He had innovative stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sirianni. Yeah. Sirianni is a good cheerleader. I've said that over and over again. Who cost us the last Super Bowl against Kansas City?
Well, Gannon, but Sirianni was a big part of not getting over the hump.
Well, no, but who you know, play your tape. Get Kyle to play an old tape. You get Sirianni saying, oh, Gannon's the greatest genius ever, and I hired him, blah, blah, blah. Well, there you go. He didn't hire Fangio. He didn't hire Kellen Moore. I'm sure that came about with the other guys.
Yeah, well, they were the front office hires. Yeah, I mean, I
mean, it was a good job.
Yeah, they did. I don't disagree with that.
Well, so
Robert, right. good phone call.
That's not entirely fair, though. Like, I think we know that Sirianni's philosophy, at least in terms of what he wants as a defensive coordinator, is from that tree.
Yeah, well, because his first hire was Gannon.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it. You know,
and to be fair,
so they would have got the architect.
Yes, Fangio was here.
Right.
As an advisor, whatever you call it, what he was 2 years ago to help.
He was
the
a consultant.
Consultant, that's the word.
For our offense, though.
Yes, which is kind of weird, but whatever. The bottom line is there was a relationship here to begin with. I get it. So that was the first person that warned me to stay away. This is a dangerous path I'm going down here, Hugh. That was the first person to say, he didn't even weigh in if I should do it or I'm allowed. He just said, don't do it.
Man,
just
enjoy it. Enjoy the ride, man. Come on in, man. Come on home.
I'm trying.
I got to say.
We'll see what happens.
With that kind of talk, calling him a cheerleader, Robert is never allowed on this.
Oh, I don't think he wants to. Yeah, I mean, it seems he's been pretty hard on Sirianni, even as the winds pile up. Eric in the Northeast. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First time, long time. I'm calling in about a revenge game for Sirianni and Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
First thought, just to say, I don't think he could be a Sirianni guy now after saying that he couldn't be a better coach than Tomlin. I think he's far and above Tomlin.
I mean, Tomlin does have 18 years of winning football.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Two Super Bowl trips.
Wait a minute. What did he say? You say he's a better coach than Tomlin?
That's what he said, yeah.
He said that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And what?
Agreed.
What factual things do you have to support that argument?
I mean, look at Sirianni's 4 years as a new head coach to Tomlin's 18. Tomlin inherited Bill Cowher team that won him a Super Bowl. And Roethlisberger that led him to other Super Bowls.
Facts.
He's always had a great defense.
So I can just make that argument that Nick Sirianni inherited a team that Doug Peterson had and took them to the Super Bowl.
Well, we were 4-11-1.
No, but he took them to
the worst quarterback in football.
Was Jason Kelce here?
Yes.
And didn't they go back to the Super Bowl? Wasn't Jason Kelce on the team?
Mm-hmm.
And all them other cats? What are you saying?
They were 4-11-1 when he took over.
To be fair, now the Steelers weren't that bad when Tomlin got there, but the Steelers did not have a winning record in Bill Cowher's last year. So Bill Cowher, great coach, won the Super Bowl. His last year, they fell a little bit, and then Tomlin brought them right back and won the Super Bowl 2 years later. I mean, obviously he's good. I mean, Mike Tomlin's...
Man, we got to stop doing this,
Mike Tomlin's going to the Hall of Fame.
We got to stop doing this, not just with Mike Tomlin, with all these coaches. We got to stop doing that, man, because you try to diminish what they've accomplished by taking something away that they did that somebody else didn't do. So I guess it's easy for me to say that Tony Dungy's not a good coach because he didn't take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Super Bowl, but John Gruden did. Is that fair to say?
No, Gruden was better.
He did it with the Colts.
Okay. All right. I'll digress.
Maybe
but this is ridiculous. This is a ridiculous argument.
I don't agree.
I know you don't agree, Kyle. I wouldn't expect anything less from you. But it is ridiculous.
Two Super Bowls in 4 years.
Okay.
Well, hold, Eric, before you go on, and I'm going to make your point. Mike Tomlin's first 4 years, he made two Super Bowls and won one. Like, we are on the cusp of it being exactly the same. Now, that's if Sirianni wins. If Sirianni doesn't win, he's below the first 4 years of Tomlin.
And I ask you, what has he done since then?
He has not had a losing season since he's been in NFL.
Now, cares.
Okay, all right.
But has he had a winning season?
I'm going here and stop.
Well, I mean, like, it is. We go through this with the Sixers.
Did you say
they have winning
seasons?
No, he does have a winning season. He's never had a losing season. I understand that. But at what point does that become like, okay, dude, can we do a little bit more? The Sixers have winning seasons all the time. Everyone hates them around here.
I do too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's at a certain point, like the expectations raise,
Yeah, yes.
Tomlin feels like a dinosaur. Like his methods are old now. the cowardly punts, the being conservative.
I think that's a big reason why they don't
you go further than where they are.
Win in this league without a quarterback.
Well, I agree. So I actually think that Tomlin's last thing on this, because then we'll move on. I actually think Tomlin's excellence is his biggest detriment. What I mean by that is he's too good of a coach to bottom out.
Yes.
He takes mediocre teams or a good average
and
teams.
And he has winning records and limps into the playoffs.
And you can't get a high
and
pick.
You can't, yeah.
Like, if they
he's hamstringing it,
like, think about this past draft. If they had had a horrible season 2 years ago instead of barely making the playoffs, but who's their quarterback 2 years ago? Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett. If he had gone 4-12 that year, 4-13, maybe they have Jaden Daniels, and now he's great again. Like, I think we penalize him for winning football games, which in a weird way is weird. Anyway, go ahead, Eric. So I'm not allowed. I get it. But what about the revenge factor?
So I think the revenge factor for Sirianni specifically is, you know, saying he's not a CEO head coach. I look at him more as a general head coach, like a leader of men. He holds them accountable. He's changed, especially with what happened last year. The turnaround that they made, yes, they brought in Kellen Moore and Fangio. But the constant is Nick Sirianni, year in, year out, and they're 4-4 in the playoffs since Jalen Hurts has been a starter, and 4-4 with him as head coach, as getting into the playoffs, making the Super Bowl twice, two NFC championships.
It's darn good, yeah. I mean, you're right. He and Jalen are obviously, and Howie are the constants. Everything else has changed. I mean, just look at the defense this year compared to the Super Bowl year. It's like, I don't know, 75% different.
100% agree. And I just think the Tomlin comp is a bad comp. I think there's other coaches we could use. I can't think of any offhand, but I think in this era of the NFL, I think Tomlin's a bad comp for Sirianni.
So they are connected. And Eric, do you have a plan?
I don't want Tomlin, but I can't think of nobody else. That's rich.
They're different, but the comp is that they're CEO types, right?
That's because
they win.
Harbaugh, let me help you out. Harbaugh.
Yeah,
Harbaugh's a comparative.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell,
yes. Who obviously hasn't gotten there yet, but they came in the same time, so they're going to be linked for a while in their careers. Yeah, I mean,
it just burns my biscuits when people say, like, hey, well, you know, he didn't do this or either. I mean, I understand that we all feel the way that we feel about certain coaches and certain individuals, but man, you...
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Cannot diminish what they've done in the NFL. To be in the NFL as long as he's been in the NFL and not have one losing season with all the different quarterbacks that he's played with, that's impressive.
I get it. And I know since I'm comparing him to Sirianni and I'm arguing for the Sirianni side. It sounds like I'm diminishing what Mike Tomlin's done. Like, I obviously think he's one of the top coaches.
Oh, no, that's why I know you crazy, Kyle. You crazy. It's cool because we work together.
No, well, crazy. I mean, in fairness, Hugh, I did use him as the benchmark to ask Joe the question. Like, that was to me a test to see just how good he thinks Sirianni is, because I do respect Mike Tomlin.
No, I get it. But, I know you do. But it's,
like,
it was just
look at the end of the day. We could have conversations about, like, how his teams finish seasons. They don't finish seasons very well. I mean, the winning record thing is very impressive. But, like, man, Tomlin's not. I think he's a little bit overrated. I'm sorry. I just do.
And I respect that.
You're
respect
not the only one. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, I saw stuff. The Pittsburgh radio hosts, they were talking about moving on. I mean,
they're tired of it. They're tired of it.
Well, I also think, and this is, at some point soon, we're going to have a Sirianni extension. I mean, he's in the Super Bowl. I'm sure they're going to extend
his contract.
He's
about to get paid.
Right. So, but you know, There is a shelf life. I'm not talking about Sirianni now, just in general. I wonder if Tomlin's reached it where the message gets old. He's been there 18 years.
Now, that's a fair thing to say, because it feels like it's time to move on. But the Pittsburgh Steelers said they're not doing that.
Well, no, they're not. And I think the Bears called to try to trade for him, and they said no. Theo Epstein said when he was at Chicago, he thinks 10 years is after that. The voice, the message gets old. You got to move on, and even for the person, like, maybe that's the whole Andy thing.
Yeah, that's what happened. You know what's funny? It's ironic that you said it exactly that way. And I think I've told you this story before. When me and Jaws, we were at ESPN, and I was mad that they were talking about moving on from Andy. And Jaws said, "Hey man, you know, sometimes the message gets stale, and it's time for a new start." He said, "This will probably be good for both of them."
Yeah, so I went to college with near Pittsburgh, so I. Pretty close with a lot of people that are huge Steelers fans. And I just from talking to them, like, they're over the Tomlin thing, because it gets to a point of fatigue. It does. Like, it's I compare it to how we feel about the Sixers a lot. It's like, you know, Doc Rivers won a title a long time ago with the Boston Celtics. And Doc Rivers came here and had nothing but winning seasons, you know, 50 wins all the time. And they even got high seeds and stuff like that. But at a certain point, like, when does the bar get raised for your expectations?
The bar is always, I get what you're saying when it comes to that, but it just feels to me like a lot of times, and like you said, you're not doing that, but when you try to diminish somebody else's success by uplifting somebody else, I don't think that's fair. Because just like we talk about John Gruden, like the example I gave, Tony Dungy's a good coach, but unfortunately for him, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team underachieved.
Yeah.
John Gruden came in and got him over the hump.
Well, that should, and while I also agree that Dungy's a great coach, that should fall on Dungy's shoulders. The underachieving thing, I mean, that to me speaks to your ability as a head coach.
You feel responsible? You helped get Dungy fired.
is that what it was?
I mean, they win.
Yeah, the next year and beat us. Yeah. Damn it, man. Hate that.
The last thing on this, it is amazing how a certain few change the legacy of everyone. Like, part of Tomlin not winning more is Brady and Mahomes have been in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and it's now for the Eagles, right? Like, Sirianni's legacy, Jalen's legacy, next Sunday is this game. If they lose, Mahomes and Reed are ruining what they're building. And if they win, then they're in the club. Right?
It is also a little bit like, I do have to look back and find it a little bit silly when you talk about the difference between how we talk about a coach that lost the Super Bowl versus one that won it, especially when, you know, something like the Bradbury hold, like, could have changed the entire course together. Like, the Eagles could, Nick Sirianni could be a Super Bowl champion if maybe Hurts doesn't drop the ball, or, you know, like, little things like that. Like, we really let one thing or two things like that just completely change the conversation about how we view a guy.
I think that's why getting back over and over is really the mark of greatness, right? That's it. Because you go back to even the Patriots Super Bowls. How many of those came down to one play, right?
Yeah, it wasn't like they were blowing. Like, right? That's the thing. They didn't blow teams out. They were squeaking by, but they won.
Overtime against the Falcons.
Yes.
Obviously, the play, who's his name? Who had the interception on Russell Wilson? Malcolm Butler, is that his name?
Yeah, you're talking about when they threw it in his zone.
Yeah, in the end zone, instead of handing it to Marshall. But all their wins seemed to come down to just the last few plays. But their greatness, Hugh, was they kept getting back. That's why they're great. Not just they won by, you know, a close play. They got back seven times.
And you know what? I just want to say this, too, because I'm not mad at the caller for having his opinion. I just feel like it's coming from, like, for me personally, I know how hard it is to accomplish what Coach Tomlin has accomplished. And I also know how hard it is to get back to the championship game and do it. So that's why I get a little, not mad at you, but it's when I hear people make that argument, get a little perturbed, because, man, this is as much success as the Patriots had over the years and anybody else who's won a Super Bowl. It's hard to do that. It's extremely hard.
Well, that's why no one's ever done what the Chiefs are trying to do. It's hard. Big V and Matt Lauer, what's up, Big V?
Yo, what's going on, Joe Gilio?
Big V, what's up?
All right. First, Hugh, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, Kyle, keep putting the screws on, brother.
What?
He wants you to keep putting the screws to us. Don't make Kyle, it easy, that
Kyle,
kind of thing.
Kyle had a Hugh moment. Mm-hmm. He wasn't paying attention.
Huh?
Look, we're not talking about blue chews, okay, Kyle? Relax.
No blue chews during Kyle this
had,
show.
Kyle had a meme
we're
moment.
Trying, we're locking in, everyone. Big V, what do you got?
Okay. Revenge. Payback. Blowing him out by lots and lots of, you know, high double digits, which I think they can do. Keeping with the same game plan, early pressure, keep the quarterback off the field, let defense rest up, get the interceptions, let Jalen run down the clock, let Saquon do what he do, and, you know, let AJ and Skinny Batman be part of the hero portion. I think our kicker is still suspect, so don't put him in a position to fail. You know, don't put him, you know, 53 feet from, you know, and wanting to make field goal. But in terms of strategy, you know, earlier, you know, when he was playing those games and taking the risk, he was playing not to lose. Now he respects the talent of his team, and he changed that up, so he's playing to win.
So yeah, well, he's recognized what kind of team he has, for sure, Big V.
Correct. So let's keep that going, because, you know, you dance with the person who drove you to the ball, and that's what got us to the big game, so let's keep that up. Of course, there are going to be some adjustments because, one, they're going to have to put some extra pressure on Kelce. Two, they've got to do the same defense in terms of containment like they did with Daniels. And
so, Big V, what do you think? Can I become a Sirianni guy?
I'm happy that you want to be
Big V long great. Talking a little bit.
I'm happy that you want to, you know, renew your membership to the Nick Sirianni fan club.
Yeah.
However, I got to say that personally, I like to say no on this reason. When you spewed all that hate on Sirianni, I believe it sparked something in him and Jalen and the rest of the team.
So I deserve credit for this. So I deserve credit.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah, because nobody makes you bring on your A game than when you're going toe to toe with your hate.
Well, then I'll expect a ring when this thing is over.
Still ain't got there.
I think you may have had a gummy or two too many, but okay.
Now you're getting blamed for taking gummy.
I don't know. I'm Big V. We appreciate it. See, I think we have a misconception. That was not hate. It was accountability. I was trying to hold the guy accountable for leaving 9 points
that's
to the board, yelling at fans.
That's how I see it.
That's what we do here. It's accountability. No hate. We're keeping people accountable for what goes on. All right, Kyle, you got another question for me? And then
took a long time to get
this. I know. I mean, damn. We got Big V going through his five keys to the game.
Yeah, Big V does not respect the show.
It's not this Sunday. Mm-hmm. We gotta get there. All right, go ahead.
All right. I was starting to feel a little proud of myself for these questions.
because they invoke.
I think I'm getting you.
Yeah, some
hat
responses.
On the back, Quinn, over there.
And these, yeah. And these matter. Okay. Joe, do you find Nick Sirianni's demeanor on the sidelines to be acceptable?
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, you hit me with the acceptable.
Ooh. 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 He might not make it with this one. You got workshop me for you as a partner. Workshop
and
me
I thought
for
about
you
this question a lot, and I settled on the word acceptable because I think that's the perfect one.
I have since mid-October.
That's a good answer.
This is a yes
that's
or no question.
Oh, damn, so you might be screwed with
I
that
ask you today, do you find Nick Sirianni's sideline demeanor acceptable? Everything included.
And you remember, you just said you want him to stop crying. You did just say
I
that.
I want
today.
Him to lock in, Hugh.
You just said you want the man to stop crying during the national anthem. He probably was feeling the anthem. His hand was over his heart, too.
In the past, I haven't. Right now, I do.
You've come around to it, you'd say.
Well, I've come around to the way he's been acting. Yeah, because I think he's changed, and I'm with him now. We're all acting like grown-ups a little bit more.
Okay.
Oh, he did yell at Jalen Carter a month ago. Oh, forgot about that.
Suck it up. Suck it up. Sometimes you got to make a sacrifice, dog.
Let's take it this entire season, the good and the bad. Because let's be honest, in the future, we're going to get all of these things. We'll probably have moments where he's more buttoned up, and we'll probably have moments where he's not. Do you find that acceptable?
So I got it. I have the whole season?
Yeah. You have to take both the good and the bad.
He yelled at a fan in the crowd at the league.
I saw it.
He had Clint Hurt get between him and Jalen Carter.
I watched it on TV.
No, I have to be honest. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I tried to like massage my way through the answer, but you said the whole season.
I did have to pin you down.
I know, and that's a good job by you. And I again am being totally honest. No,
okay.
Yelling at the fans is ridiculous.
All right, I will say that this next one could decide it.
Okay,
the last one.
Yeah,
I mean, we're actually in a position where it will decide it.
So we got that coming up.
Yep.
All right, that's coming up.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.